Huck didn't go on Becky's adventure. He stayed home and watched Injun Joe's house that night. At 11 o'clock, Injun Joe and his friend came out and walked down the street. There was a box in his friend's hands. Huck said quietly, "Maybe that's the treasure box." He went after the two men. They walked to Mrs. Douglas's house and stopped in her yard. Huck stayed behind some small trees. The men talked, and Huck listened to them. Injun Joe was angry.
"I want to kill her,"
he said to his friend.
"Mr. Douglas was bad to me. He's dead now, but I remember."
"There are a lot of lights in the house. Maybe her friends are visiting," Injun Joe's friend said. "We can come back tomorrow."
"No," Injun Joe said. "Let's wait now."
Huck liked Mrs. Douglas because she was always good to him. He wanted to help her. He quietly walked away, and then he started to run to Mr. Jones's house. Mr. Jones opened the door.
"What do you want?" he asked Huck.
"Injun Joe and his friend are in Mrs. Douglas's yard," Huck said. "They want to kill her. Can you go there and help Mrs. Douglas?"
"Yes, my sons and I can go there," Mr. Jones answered.
"You can go home." In the morning, Huck went back to Mr. Jones's house. "How's Mrs. Douglas?" he asked.
"She's okay," Mr. Jones answered. "The men went away because we arrived."
"Good," Huck said. But he was afraid of Injun Joe. "Please don't say my name to Mrs. Douglas." Mr. Jones looked at him, and then he said,
"You aren't well. Go and sleep in my bedroom."
Later, Mrs. Douglas visited Mr. Jones. "You helped me yesterday night. Thank you," she said. "You're a good man." Mr. Jones said, "We didn't know about the men in your yard. A boy was there and he wanted to help you. He came here, but I can't say his name." Mr. Jones and Mrs. Douglas went to church. People there talked about Tom and Becky. Mr. Jones and his sons went to the cave with the men. But on Monday morning they went home. Huck was in bed and was very sick. The men went back to the cave, but Mrs. Douglas stayed with Huck.